This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Okay, dear listeners, this is a lucky day to be listening to the show because you get to hear the inauguration of the Day to Day Civics Quiz. Here it is. As a municipal official, you learn that the feds are investigating your city for corruption because A, the FBI calls up and says, we've got a problem, or B, you are cleaning the mayor's office and you find an FBI bug. Philadelphia. You and Mayor John Street won Plan B last October, and now a dozen people indicted. From member station WHYY Philadelphia, here's reporter Brad Linder.
The two names at the top of yesterday's indictment are Ronald White and Corey Kemp. White is a prominent attorney in Philadelphia and a longtime fundraiser for Mayor John Street. 34-year-old Corey Kemp was the youngest city treasurer in Philadelphia history when he stepped down late last year. White allegedly gave Kemp $10,000 to build a deck for his house in 2003. White's also charged with buying Kemp a trip to the Super Bowl in San Diego that January. The trip included transportation by a private jet and limousine. In return, White was hired as counsel in city bond deals. He was paid more than $600,000 for his services. That's more than any other lawyer in the city. U.S. Attorney Pat Meehan says it didn't stop there.
In addition, White acted as an advocate on behalf of financial institutions seeking to do business with the city in exchange for legal fees, other payments, business for his girlfriend's printing company, and political contributions for, among others, Mayor Street.
The corruption probe goes back at least 2 years. The FBI was looking into a Philadelphia drug ring and picked up talk about government contracts from wiretaps. That led to raids of the city's Treasury Department and Ronald White's downtown office. Investigators also placed listening devices in Mayor Street's office. At the time they were discovered, Street, who is black, was in a tight election with Sam Katz, a white Republican businessman. But instead of working against the mayor, the corruption probe backfired. Street won re-election by more than 15 percentage points. Vito Canuso is chairman of the Philadelphia Republican City Committee. He says the mayor spun the corruption probe to his advantage.
He played the race card to say that the big bad Republican leaders in Washington were after this poor little individual who was going to cause the defeat of the president.
If this week's indictments had been issued in October, Canuso says the election might have gone differently. Yesterday, Mayor Street said he never blamed the Bush administration for sending the Department of Justice after him, but he does question the timing of the investigation. Jeffrey Lempinski is the FBI's special agent in charge of Philadelphia. He sees things differently.
This is a story not of an election hijacked by rogue FBI agents, but rather of an electoral process hijacked by Mayor John Street's private attorney. Through official corruption at the highest levels of city government, supported by a cast of characters driven by greed and avarice.
Mayor Street says he's not worried the indictments will cast his administration in a negative light.
People won't like the fact that it's happened. They won't like allegations. But at the end of the day, they'll wait and see what happens. And I don't think it will have any significant impact on my ability to run the government.
Street says an indictment is not proof of guilt. And if Corey Kemp is found guilty, the mayor says he should be held responsible for his actions, not John Street. And as for his longtime friend and fundraiser, Ronald White, Mayor Street denies any involvement in directing business toward him.
Ron White is a friend. I got lots of friends, and there are a lot of people who have been supportive of me and who have done business with this government. But I've been very careful not to do anything wrong, and I've tried to guard against even the appearance of an impropriety.
Attorneys for Kemp and White did not return calls for this story, and Mayor Street's got other things to worry about this week. The city missed its budget deadline by a month, and if he doesn't agree with the city council on a spending plan by tomorrow, the city of Philadelphia will be barred from spending any money. That could lead to a partial government shutdown. For Day to Day, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.